read through a little bit the sugya of Kol Sheyesh Bringer Hamim Zaminim Vakula Bringer Yudin. A little bit, what's compared to Halacha in the sugya. Standing Gemara, Radish Mol Namri Tavayim, Kol Sheyesh Bringer Hamim Zaminim Vakula Bringer Yudin. Anything, any Tavuvay Kuchad, Hamish and Haminim, is brought to Israel in the Yudin. The question of Kasha is, the Rishonim already asked, the revolver on the wrist, the drink that was bothering the wrist also, if you can tell it, is that there's a Mephorsha Mishnah on that Mandala Mahalas that says not that way. The Mishnah says, Yevu Lefonim Beliyah, Yevu Lefonim Beliyah, Fakhiva, Upasimai. They brought something which was very salty, Upasimai, Mavarak HaMaliyah, Mephorsha Tatah. If all that the person is doing, if he has the mushroom, herring and crackers, and he ate the herring, now his mouth is on fire, so he's eating the crackers, take care of the maliyah, he makes the bracha only on the herring, and he passes the maliyah. What's the reason why? Shafaf Tzvilo, the klal of Moshe Iker, he makes Tzvilo, the Vorak al Iker, quite a Tzvilo. Fresh the klal of top of the Iker, anything which is Iker, you make the bracha on the Iker, and you pass the Tzvilo. In this case, the maliyah is the Iker, and you're only eating the tafel, the pas, as a tafel to the maliyah. So maybe you wouldn't have to make a bracha on it. Back to Yivor, Eva Zay. Yes. Vima Malia, Shurik, your Quaker, Tapas, she's favorably. Kol Shikin, she's Lister, Mint, Mechamish, Tanya, Mur, Vidashim, Fela, Menacha. You can tell me that you eat the Pas, which is not even eaten together. It's not the Tarubis with Malia. Once we make a bracha on Malia, the Pas is the Pas. Kol Shikin, when you have a Tarubis or something, and the Iker, Mur, the majority of the ingredients are not in Chamish, Tanya, Kol Shikin is going to pass in the Mir, of the Chamesh Tamim. As a dinner of Dr. Yuval, in the parish, the Zeguk of Arab Mishmuel Ashminim, Shabahimim, Hamurog, Bezashim, Bintam, Lodim, Bechav, and Iker. That's good for the Chiddush of Rav Mishmuel. The Chiddush of Rav Mishmuel is, in a Haram, in Kokama, that Chamesh Tamim would be tafel, the Iker, which is the other ingredient, for Tafel. The Chiddush of Rav Mishmuel is, that the Chamesh Tamim are always Iker. The Melech, you want to know what Iker and what tafel in the Tarubi? Chamesh Tamim are always Iker. But man, then it's going to have a dinner. Causing the dinner that you make a bracha on the Iker, it's going to pop on the top. That group is the Chiddush. Now, the reason why Tato, Chamesh, the Minim are considered Iker always in a Tarubi, even if they're a Miyat, so the Torah brings down two reasons. Beginning of Reshtev, brings down two reasons. Chamesh is meaning, Dogen, Shem, Kitim, Nisarim, Nisusman, Nishimoy, Lashuv, Vishifin, Shem, Gamkin, Chashuvin, Shnishtav, Kobe, and Eretz, Yisrael, Vahoy, Nishlai, Malik, Yelay, Yichi, Adam. Brings up two reasons. Either with the Shtab Khan Eretz Yisrael, because the Shiva Taminim, they're all Nechal. All Chamesh Zmini Dog are Nechal in Chitub Yisrael. Or because Kealei Michi Adim. It's the main food that people live on. Bread and water. So, Eva Zeh Mechar, you have to understand what's Takab Shad in the Mar. The Mar says, it comes out of Halakha, that by Uri, which is not one of the Chamesh Zmini, you still make a very amazing thing. Now, Mamadashah, if the two reasons that the Torah are giving over here, you need both of them, the Mechayev Bremen and Zayin, or even if each one is a reason in and of itself, Sabi Sai, Eri is not going to be Bremen and Zayin. If you need both of them, the Shabbat Kanan Yisrael, Eri is not Shabbat Kanan Yisrael. And even if each one is a reason in and of itself, so on the Tzad, that Eri, that you need the Shabbat Kanan Yisrael, that's the reason why you make a Bremen and Zayin. The Mechayev Eri is not Shabbat Kanan Yisrael, why do you make a Bremen and Zayin? So actually, I'm going to talk in that. When the Torah brings down these two reasons, one of them is a reason for bracha rishayna, one of them is a reason for bracha rishayna. The Torah starts off, Al chameisus aminim shein gefen v'teina v'rimen v'zayit v'tamar, sh'nishtav cha ben eretz Yisrael, mevarchem achareim bracha achas mei shalosh. He says, v'negeh, it starts off, the chameisus aminim, aside from the chit v'zayim, and it's nishtav cha ben eretz Yisrael, to make a special bracha v'zayim. Mashma that the reason nishtav cha ben eretz Yisrael is a bracha rishayna. And the Echanam, the Bracha Rishayna, the Tzad, there is no difference between Teino, Haribo, and Begefen, all these different things, and oranges and apples. Everything is made for eight. The Tzad, the Shtab, the Rishayna, the Tzad, nobody gets the Bracha Rishayna. It makes a lot of sense. It's saying Bracha Rishayna, Allah, 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 everything is always the Shtab, the Rishayna, the Tzad. It's the Tzad for the Bracha Rishayna. Mashenki Bracha Rishayna, the Tzad doesn't have. Mashenki, when it comes to Chamesh Zambit, Chamesh Zmini Dogen, there's a reason to switch even the Bracha Rishayna. The Bracha Rishayna is also different. Why? Because Alei Yichei Adam. That's the Iker Mozart. When you want to know when the person is coming to sit down and he's going to eat his main course, his main meal, Alei Mishne Odom, make a different bracha. Give me a bracha last night. It's not just Mishtav Kanayit itself is bracha Achayinu, and Alei Mishne Odom is bracha Mishne. But it's still schwer because what do you do with Pas? Pas has a different bracha when you get to by the Chamesh Mishne Odom, and Ari doesn't have a different bracha. If you tell me that they both have the same reason to have Yimachad and bracha Mishne, so why does Pas is different? And also, even when it's a Betarubis, even when it is a Brahmin Mishne, when it's a Betarubis, the Gemara says that Chamesh Mishne Odom, and Allah says to make a Brahmin Mishne, Hashem can erase the Betarubis, we don't make a Brahmin Mishne, it's a meal. You make the Brahmin Mishne, whatever the Iker ingredient is. If it's all telling you the Yichid, Alei Mishne Odom, Rav Mishne is telling you the Yichid, it's supposed to be Makhon Mishne. So I thought the Ken Zayin, when you get the Pas, first of all, it was already Kaveh Abracha Lasmi. Earlier it was Kaveh Abracha Lasmi, Rav Mishne, before him. It's just when you want an extra Milo, like Pas, that is, Chamesh Mishne Odom is different. Why? We're going to have to come on to Inechram, Yishtav Kamer Yisrael, there's also a reason. It helps us when you don't have the Yichid Odom. For example, when it's been Harubi, Rav Yeshua says before us that when Chamesh is meaning Dovin is Mitharubi, it doesn't have the Maila of Zonu Masbiyah. It's only a meal. It's not going to have the Maila of Zonu Masbiyah. So that can't be the Kaveh when it's Mitharubi. The reason why it's written in the name is can't be a Kaveh because it's Zonu Masbiyah. It's not the name Yechel Adam. Meal is the whole reason must be because Mishtab Kumarai Yisrael. For common that we find by Rafa Yishaino, and it's Mishtab Kumarai Yisrael at the time, if it's Harubi, when it's not Zonu Masbiyah, then that's only going to be when it's a Shabbat and it's a Shabbat. Well, comment that it's early, it's not a Shabbat and it's a Shabbat. If it's the Tarulit, you're not going to make it very many of them. You're going to make the, it's going to be a Shabbat. And when it's by Pas also. Pas, it was already Kaveh Abracha Lasmi. They're all very many of them. You want to be by like another Dargo? So obviously, it's not specifically because of Alei Mishne Odom. Alei Mishne Odom already was Kaveh Abracha Lasmi. You need something else. So the Shabbat and it's a Shabbat. A couple days, the FM, the Shabbat and it's a Shabbat. According to this, the Shabbat and it's a Shabbat, the Tom. Is not a bad the reason why you should be a bracha achayin, and the lady of Yechiyah is for bracha rishayin, and for comment that it doesn't pass the lady of Yechiyah for bracha rishayin, then we're going to come on to the staff of Yechiyah itself to be given a bracha rishayin. We'll come to this, that because there's a ma'alot, it's caused that the Chamei Yishin Yidah were choshev, that they're kaveh a bracha lachman. Me'alot, for comment they're not choshev, they're not going to be kaveh a bracha lachman. Time to zambo, see, two brachas. Then when you get to break your eight, the we are about to say the beginning of Sim Reish Beis, but the reason why, by theory, parents of Elam are Kaveh Abracha Lasmi and Brei Prei Eid, is because they're more Hashem than Brei Prei Adam, and then they also grow from the ground. So the Maitre, after Hashidah, they're Kaveh Abracha Lasmi, more Mevur, Brei Prei Eid. And we know, however, by Baiter, the Halacha is, you only make a Brei Prei Adam, and then it's Brei Prei Eid. The Baal is missing the Hashidah, so Mevur, they didn't give it that extra mile of Brei Prei Eid, it's going to imply that it's Brei Prei Adam. The same thing by Chamesh Din Tmei Nedom. Adam, that when it has the Chashivis, it's Kaveh Abracha Lasmi and Brei Prei Eid. Well, Kama doesn't have the Chashivis, Kaveh Chito, doesn't have the Chashivis, it's going to blind it, Brei Prei Adam. Because it wasn't Kaveh Abracha Lasmi, it doesn't have the Chashivis, that's Kaveh Abracha Lasmi. Why is Taka Agav, why is the Taka Brei Prei Adam, that should be Shaka? Gemara says, anything which is supposed to be eaten, cooked, and you eat it raw, is Shaka. For example, potatoes. You eat a potato. If it's cooked, you make a Brei Prei Adam. If it's raw, you make a Shaka. So why over here by Kaveh Chita? Chita is raw pas, or raw tash, raw Mesik Neri. What's that if they make a Brei Prei Adam and not a Shaka? So Bi Allah says, in Reish Beis, if you see it, he says that, because over here it's intrinsically Chashev. The Etzem Chita is Chashev. Since it's Chashev, so even though it's raw, it's still going to be, it's not going to be just a Shaka in your Brei Prei Adam. But the Maita, we see that it has to have a Chashev. Now the only shayla is, what's up is that, why is the Maitre Nero that is Brei Prei Adam, why is that more Chashev than Kaveh Chita? Why is Kaveh Chita Brei Prei Adam? And Maitre Nero, or Pas, is Brei Prei Adam. The Maker, there's two times that it seems not Freinim, and it seems that they're coming off of these two times that are brought down in the Torah. The Levush says the reason why Maitre Nero is Brei Prei Adam is because that's the Iker of where when it Lashon is that my scenario is Iker Zonu Masbiyah. The Iker Masiv of Zonu Masbiyah of Mazin of Chamesh Mishne Odom is Tashu when it's in the Maitre Nero. When it's cooked together, you form the Tashu, that's the Iker when it's done. That's when it's Kaveh Abracha Lasmi. Sounds like one of the times of the Torah. Mashinkin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, because you need to, that's not derech avila. That's not the regular way that a person eats. You don't eat kosher pita. And that's not the achila of mishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael. You can't call achila of kosher pita the achila of mishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael. That wasn't mishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael. To eat something wrong, the way that it was mishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael is when you eat it, kederech haragila. So come you're not eating kederech haragila, it means kosher pita, it's not going to have the chashver bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Harav. Much more that he didn't learn exactly like we're saying, that one is for a bracha achrayna, one is for bracha rishayna. Much more that they both learned, each one in and of itself is enough to be kaveh a bracha rishayna, in and of itself. Is it because the mishtabcha on Eretz Yisrael and Azah Achidah wasn't mishtabcha on Eretz Yisrael? Or is it because of Alei Yichei Adam, and the real Iker, Alei Yichei Adam, is not going to be the might of there. The Gemara says by Chavetz Seder, Alam Ravim Bey, the Gemara says, Yehuda Omer, keep leaving the dad's name Chavetz Seder. Yehuda Omer Shahakal, Samar Zub Shaker. This mixture of the Chavetz Seder, which is a mixture of honey and flour, among other things. The Shah is what profit you're making here? Yehuda Omer Shahakal, Samar Zub Shaker. He says, you make a Shahakal, make it with Vash. Kanam Ravim Bey, Zayn, Samar Zub Shaker. Kanam Ravim Bey, he says, no, Ravim Bey, Zayn, the flour is thicker. Amr of Yosef, Kavot Zim Kan Mestavr, Rav Shmuel Amr Kavayi Kol Shiyish Bimei Chavish Laminim, Rav Shmuel Amr Kavayi Kol Shiyish Bimei is like Rav Kano. That Smidah is like a flower is like a wine, so that's the call of Rav Shmuel. Kol Shiyish Bimei Chavish Laminim, Rav Shmuel Amr Kavayi Kol Shiyish Bimei. So I saw Hakir about that in Pnei HaShofran. He wanted to say, he saw like a Hakir on the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Rav Kano Amr Kavayi Kol Shiyish Bimei Chavish Laminim, Rav Shmuel the flour is thicker. That's how we come on la alacha. So we pass the grab a shmul. That the smita is thicker. The flour is thicker. Shai, why is the flour thicker? Is the flour thicker because that's what a person's dasen on? Person's dasen is on the flour when he has tarumi of flour and other things. Hamid mina dogen and other things. The thicker dasen of a person is on the flour. That's the lashon with mashma from the mirror. And the mirror says, alei maldover zei thicker. Iker Amaychal Kari Al Shem Reis Adamar. That the Iker Amaychal, when you refer to this concoction, this mixture, you refer to it as the Mezenis. It's something which the Iker Kavanah of a person, when he sees such a thing, is for the Mezenis Shemun. Not for the other stuff. Or Chad Faker. That it's not, even if your Iker Kavanah is not on the Kemah, your Iker Kavanah is on the Dvash. Amaysa, Dvash is a lot better than Kemah. The person has one of these candies, and it's Dvash, and it's a mixture of Dvash and Kemah. Betim is Iker Kavan and Kenzain is on the Dvash. And even so, Smida Iker. Smida is always Iker. Kemah is always Iker. Why? Kol Sheish Mechamation Minim. It's Betim Iker. Whether you like it or not. Whether you like the Dvash or you like other things. The Smida is Iker. And his name is the first in the revolt. It says, Agam that a person's Kavanah, Kenzain, is on the Dvash, still the Smita is always Iker. Kol Sheish Mechamation Minim, the Smita is Iker. The Rivaz says on the Rift, on the Dalas, Ve'yom Tzvot Tavot Yidir Avtana, Ve'lon Mitamei. The Lach is like Avtana that says Smita Iker, Ve'lon Mitamei. Not for the reason. Don't make Smita Iker. The Alpha got the Dubsh Iker, Ve'var Kola Bremen in the Zayin. Even though the Dubsh is Iker, what does that mean, the Dubsh is Iker? The Iker Kavan of a person when he has his mixture is on the Dvash. Even so, the Lach is Smita Iker. Why? Because the Rabbi Shmuel calls Sheish Mechamish Tamim. It's completely possible to Machlok Yidr Shainim and has to stay the Gemara. When it says Smida Iker, it's Smida Iker because that's what a person's kavanah is on. When you have this mixture and it has flour and it has honey in it, your Iker kavanah on the person who's eating it is on the flour. Or it's like the Rebbe saying first, Lay Mitamei, not because Be'etzem flour is Iker. The Dvash is Iker like it says first. The Dosh Iker, Be'etzem the Dvash is Iker. Your kavanah is on the Dvash. And even so, you make a very Mimzainis because Smida is Be'etzem Iker. Smida is Be'etzem Iker because Kosh Yishmei Chmish Tamim and Vach Omeim Tamim. Without it, because they have a Gemara.
I mean, you're gonna.
This is talking about a case where we have both of them there as part of the as a mixture, not just the davening. You have a mixture. This is the out of the mixture. You have 45% of flour and 55% of davening. It's not that just the davening. It's all part of the mixture. And even with the rash, the essence is ikir. That's really, and that's what the person has to have on. Since the kemach is the essence, the chamishim minim. That's not the davening. Davik is not what, only to hold together the rest of the thing. To hold together the rest of the ingredients, to make it one entity. Yeah, odd man, yeah. Because that's not if when a person is eating when you come in.
But the ikur is
the meat. It means the meat. It means the meat. It means the meat. It means the meat. The estimate has a not because. But not because that's what a person is doing. So it's intrinsically it's kosher. That's what the revolt is doing. I found that the estimate. There's two stories. Either because when a person has a mixture, his kavanah is on the kemah, even if it's a meat. The second side is no. Ken time his kavanah is on his bash. That's it. Even so, that's what Rav, that's what Kamen. That's what Kamen is now. Kamen is really, that's what Kamen is talking about. Even if it's a meat. That's what's not meat. That's what's done. That's what's done. That's the ikr. And he says, no, not the ikr. Your ikr is with bash. Even oh, that's what we're saying over here, that Gaon, that your Kavanah, your, what does it mean, the Vash of Dikr? The Ethemikr, the Ethemikr is called, that's what you want to have. But of Din, the Din is that we're going to be Kaveh, the Brahma is always bringing her Din, and that's it. In Din, the Chamesh HaMikr is always Dikr. So what it takes, the Vash of Dikr. In Din, the Chamesh HaMikr is Dikr. The Ethemikr comes up that these two timeim of the Smachlokes Rishenim, the Meiri, and they revolve, the Rajah also seems to say like the Miri. It's only these two times that we just said before and that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Rosh, which are the two times we've seen the Torah. If you understand that the reason is, because it's the Zonu Mazbiya, the Iker reason why Maitre Kedera you make a room of Zonu as opposed to face of Chito, because that's the Iker way. When it's Maitre Kedera, that's the Iker way when it's Zonu Mazbiya. That's the Hashivas of Zonu Mazbiya, of Hamesh Shmini Dovah. Even they, that's like the second time. What do I care what your kavanah is on? Can't I make kavanah on the dvash? The etzem, it has something which is done with bia. Even they, that's going to be automatically be the ikur. Doesn't make a difference what your kavanah is on. Your kavanah should be on the dvash. But it doesn't make a difference. You have kemah, which is here, which is 45%. To me, it doesn't make a difference. Done with bia, it's the etzem ikur. That's the chashiv. Hashem, if you understand like the second time, like Shulchan Aruch Rav said, that this is the normal oifen that a person eats chamesh mina daven isn't a ma'isak there. That's the way that it's nishtab chamesh mina daven. So then it's telling in what's the ikur, what's the way that a person eats it. When a person is eating this mixture of vash and kemah, what's the kavanah when he's eating it? What's the derech haragila? What's the torah kisayna? What's the standa when you're eating this mixture? It's on the vash. You can't say that that's the nishtab chamesh mina daven. The chashimis, you don't have the chashimis of nishtab chamesh mina daven over here. The Ikr Kavana is not on the Chamesh Tamidim. The Ikr Kavana is on the Dvash. And you're not going to have that Hashivas of Nishtab Chamesh Tzorom when your Kavana is not on the Kema. So it's going to be telling on how much is there and what your Kavana is on and everything. We'll see you. Okay, we'll see you. That's just a little bit of the limits behind the sugya. What's a negei lemaisa? Very negei lemaisa. It's a lot of things on a daily basis. The most schnitzel, chocolate with pieces of wafer inside, ice cream with cookies inside, meatballs with flour inside, all these different things. If you say like the Meiri, so then it's telling al ikur shemri kadar or kari amaisal. The maisal is called by this thing. That's the ikur kavanah when a person is eating. When a person is eating schnitzel, his kavanah is for the chicken. His kavanah is for the chicken. You like to have on top of his schnitzel. Schnitzel, I mean, like American schnitzel. But there's also this chazeyot. That's the chicken. Then on top of it, it could be all different types of things. here in control, basic schnitzel is with the breadcrumbs on top. You could have all different types of spices on top of the chicken. You could have barbecue chicken. You could have Italian toast. You could have all different types. Now, here, when you put on the schnitzel, you put on the breadcrumbs, what am I going to eat? It's just a covering for the schnitzel. You come on in, what did you have for lunch? I didn't have breadcrumbs. I had chicken, which is covered, which is what we call schnitzel here. But be'ikr, what the das of a person is, he's even going to eat schnitzel. He's going to eat chicken. Mashenkin, if you learn like the second part of the revolt, that as long as it has in it, hamishas aminim, that's be'et and the ikr, so what's happening then? You're going to, your kavana is when you're eating it is on the chicken. The mice that has hamishas aminim over here, the mice that has a good percentage, the 25-35% that is giving a tam, the chayav that should be mazayim. What's the difference if your kavana when you're eating it, and the ikr of what you're eating is the chicken? For kavana that has hamishas aminim, you can have it, it's going to be raving in there, it's not going to be shantel. You should have to schnitzel during the meal. So it's a big machlokes that Rav Yaakov asked him. Rav Brugman told me on Friday that he remembers when Rav Yaakov used to say you have to eat schnitzel, techatzuda. And the chanami says, tov, and you have to eat schnitzel, techatzuda. There's all different times. Some people say that it's a shakel. Some people say that it's a mezainis. I saw the Zechar Rafi brought down that Rav Yaakov says now the best thing to do is to separate the schnitzel, the top of the schnitzel from the chicken and eat the, make two different brachas. I tried to get in touch with him to speak to him. I don't understand why it's not a brach in a judo. For sure, Berkman would be also, not now to Rayash, but that the chur is one entity. And you have chicken, you have a piece of chicken which is covered with breadcrumbs. It's one entity. Now you're going to go ahead, since you have a cup of money, you're going to go ahead and split it up to make two brachas. That's the chur of brach in a judo. It's one bracha. It's not that it's not like an ice cream sandwich which is two brachas or a trembo, which is two different things. You take it apart and make them two different brachas. Over here, it's one chepta. It's schnitzel, which is it's chicken, which is covered with breadcrumbs. The spread is to take it apart. It's the third brush of chicken. Make a mezainah on this and a shakel on that. The best thing to do is if you have mezainah on something else, a shakel on something else. That's the best thing. If you don't, however, what's the mice? So the Brook wanted to give a gather like this, which is very negative for us over here. Very negative for Bachal, the sugi zavikar and papa. We say that anything which is given for the tam, if the chamishas aminim though, if it's given for the tam, the ikr tam of this food, then you make a brahmin and from it. That's considered ikr. However, there's two types of tam. The tam that when you eat this food, you want the tam of the dogma. For example, when you have a cake, when you have challah, basically what you're eating is flour. Flour because of a few other ingredients. When you have the taste that you're eating is the flour. When you put the flour in, it's for the taste that the flour gives. And when you make pancakes or make cheese lattes, it could be that even if it's less than a half. Lamaito, when you want the flour to give a taste to the thing. However, when the etzem you have for something like schnitzel, and you put on breadcrumbs on top, so there's different ways of making chicken. You can make barbecue chicken, and you put on one type of sauce on top. And you can make another type of chicken, and you put on crab on top. And you can make Italian chicken, and put another thing on top. And another way to make chicken is simple breadcrumbs. That means that the breadcrumbs are just the tavlin. All it is given tam in the ikr. You can never reckon this to be an ikr because the ikr is the chicken. What you're trying to do is that the breadcrumbs should give a tam into the chicken. So you're right. People are talking over here. But the mindset, if you just have a piece of chicken and you didn't have the breadcrumbs on top, nobody would eat it. You see, nobody likes the schnitzel that they serve that doesn't have anything on top, and the schnitzel that has the breadcrumbs on top, people eat 2, 3, 4, 5. My friend said that it's obviously the breadcrumbs that a person wants. It is. The breadcrumbs definitely give a taste to the schnitzel. But it's not the breadcrumbs in and of itself. Generally, people don't just like, shave off the top and eat it down as a point. It's put there to give a taste to the chicken. Zichr is going to be different gedarm, as they say. Some people say that if there's two levels of breadcrumbs, that it was, I mean, certain places, yeshivas and other places, that they're trying to fill up the bottom, maybe on that they shouldn't eat so much schnitzel, which is more expensive, and even more eat breadcrumbs, which is less expensive. So maybe they make a thicker cover that should fill them up also. The meila in a chanami is not here, then you have a topic. It's going to be very resistant. It's a hard out, then it's going to be very resistant. The kavana is not just to give a tam to the piece of chicken. The kavana is that it should fill a person up also. The meila, then you can have a topic. But fascists and regular eats of schnitzel, fascists and ones that you make at home and what you buy here, the kavana is to give a tam into the chicken. Give a tam into the chicken so it's going to be a tough one. So tzvaya. What's the tzvaya? The tzvaya is to change the color of something else. The essence is the tafa. You can never reckon something which is only a spice as a mixture. All it is a spice.
Well, what about like
so in a chanami, in a zatir, they're trying to prevent you from eating so much chicken. And they're giving you. Then you'd have a tafa. Then you'd have a tafa. You have to make your bracha. Okay. So to a certain extent, it is kosher to a person's zat. For example, what's with chocolate? Chocolate, they have many different types of chocolate nowadays that have all types of little things inside. All types of containers inside. So if you have a wafer, the regular shekel wafers, shekel and a half wafers that they sell, that's chocolate covered wafer, the essence is a wafer. It has a little bit thin chocolate on top of it. That's zikr mezenis. That's what it is. It is a wafer that has a little bit of chocolate. It has chocolate in the middle, it's chocolate on top. It's better than mezenis. However, they have all the types of cliques and all these different things that have a little bit of mezenis inside. So somebody just told me today that he found out from a daf that the way that their kizaya, which bracha to make on it, it says brachos harishata, brachos mezenis, it's whether or not it has 10%. It has 10% of mezenis in it, so then it's already, I don't know where the magic number of 10 came from. And again, to be in a mustard, people will say that 10% is going to be a mustard, and 10% is not going to be a mustard. No, he doesn't know that. Knows what that. That's many people go with meat on Monday. I don't know if that's considered once it's together meat on Monday, so then it can be considered without a kosher. Less than 10%. Not even a meat on Monday. You never have to meet on a kosher. If it's 10%, anything more than 10%. But according to this gather that we're giving, you want to say the same thing, is that kokama that you're eating the mezenis, why are you eating the mezenis? You're eating the mezenis because you want to also have the mezenis? Or is it that you're eating the mezenis to give a crunch to your chocolate? You're giving it to get a little bit of a crunch to the chocolate. It should taste, to give you a little bit of a little different taste in the chocolate. But it's just a mamash of tablet instead of chocolate. The mashal. This applies not just to, for example, they have ice cream also, ice cream with little pieces of cookie. What are you doing with ice cream in the cookie? You want to be netted from the cookie? That's when you're really hungry, so you eat cookie. But all you have is ice cream, so you're eating the ice cream, that's taking them to eat the cookie. No, you're having ice cream. You want a little bit of a taste to your ice cream. A little crunch, a little something else. The mamash is a tavlin, it's just a spice. You give tam to the ice cream. Yeah, so you bought the ice cream. It's a shaka.
Now,
it doesn't make a difference. It's never going to make a difference. You make it half and half, you make it into ice cream sandwich, 100%. You make it rough. Then you're eating cookies. Then you can't just say that it's just to be given out time to the ice cream. Then you're also eating cookies. So now you have whole cookies in there. Come on, see what you're doing. So a lot is telling. A lot is, at the end of the day, a lot is telling in a person's diet. It depends on why you're eating the chocolate bar. For example, I brought them in Berkowitz, we had a shalom here on Thursday, but again, this is not so much chamesh meaning the other, but it's the same yisoid that you know for ikar tafel. We had a peanut chew. What bracha do you make of the peanut chew? Peanut chew is peanuts covered with all types of sticky stuff and chocolate. Now, some people eat the peanut chew because they like chocolate. And they want to give a little bit of a taste to the chocolate. Some people eat the peanut chew. They would really eat peanuts or some other type of peanut thing, but they don't sell them in the store, so they just bought it with the chocolate on top. And some people, they want the mixture of the two of them together. Now, if you look at the ingredients, peanuts is the first ingredient, and chocolate, or cocoa, only comes as ingredient number 6. Zikr, meat, chocolate is for sure the meat. Zikr is loaded with the peanuts. And it's loaded with real peanuts, as they add on. So it's all telling the same thing. What's your kavana? Is your kavana for the peanuts, baker? So then you're making a adama. Is your kavana for the chocolate? You just want the peanuts to give a taste to the chocolate? So then in a chanami, the chocolate's going to be there here. Let's say you like the taste together. You like the chocolate together with the peanuts. Then you go about the baker. You want your kavana is to eat both of the things together. You like the taste of the chocolate. You like the taste of the peanuts. You want them both together. Go about the baker. You make a baby adama on the because be'etzem is the ikr, right? Be'etzem, we're saying chamesh min yadavim is be'etzem an ikr.
Okay.
becomes the ikar because that's what's chashuv. It is, but to a certain extent, it's the same you said over here. What are we saying? That is bringing up a good point. How can we say that the chocolate is going to be an ikar? Chocolate doesn't have a dinner chashivas. How come we have chocolate and peanuts? One is a shaka, one is a pipi adamu. We don't have any chaminis being adamu. The thing which is pivei the ikar is, which is right. That is the ikar. You can never tell me the chocolate is the ikar. It's not chaminis being adamu, it's chaminis being the ikar. Ah, you want to say it's right, it's not the right. How can be the ikar? The Hezbo is like this. The same thing that we're saying about chamish mina dozen. Chamish mina dozen is also be'etzem the ikr. It is an ikr. We say, even when it's tarumah, that's the Rebbe saying. What's the chiddush of Rav Shmuel? The chiddush is, Zegufo bar Rav Shmuel ha-shmi'in, shebehei minim ha-murav ha-metashu mi-tintam, lo'ilim nefshav ha-mikr. Anytime you have a tarumah, even if it's a mid, hei minim or be'etzem choshu. The Shabbat Marais itself, ikr mechal tishu'adam, they are the ikr. Now the way to be mafkia then from being the ikr, when you have a tarumah, is to say that it's only a tavlin to the other thing. You can't reckon this thing to be an ikr because it's only put in as a spice to the other thing. So something which is put in as a tavlin can never be an ikr. So the breadcrumb on top of the schnitzel is only put in as a spice to the chicken, and it can never be an ikr. The same thing over here, the chocolate, very good. What do you want to say ba'etim is an ikr? The rice is what's going to be an ikr. The peanuts is an ikr. But go comment that you're having the peanuts just as a tavlin to give more of a taste to the chocolate, so then 100% of the chocolate is going to be there. Yeah, so it could be that in the Hanami, according to this gather, it's not telling you two things, but it does sort of seem that it's telling you Iker Megillus of a person. It's not telling you the Ether Mishnah from the Iker. So what's the Megillus of a person? What's the way that a person is? Much more like that side. What's the way that a person eats it? What's the Iker Kalana when a person eats it? For example, we have Mike has a tshuva about something he asked me this past week. What's the story with chocolate covered raisins? What's the bracha on chocolate covered raisins? So Mike has a tshuva about chocolate covered raisins. How much is this exactly? And he says chocolate's good, tastes good, but raisins also taste good. Well, no, neither one is the ikar of the tafel, and your kavanas are both of them. Mainly, you should make two brachas. Shaila, how do you get the two brachas? You have to make a bracha on the chocolate first before you make the eighth, and you can't get the eighth before. So make a bracha on something else. However, the Debrecina says, and different true chalik, he says, depends on the person's options. Many people, they eat the chocolate covered raisins, because they just want to give a little bit of a fruity taste to the chocolate. That's when they don't really care what's inside. It could be nuts, it could be almonds, it could be whatever it is, milk, or it could be mint, it could be whatever it is. You want to have some taste to the chocolate. That's why everything is chocolate covered, right? You don't find that there's almond covered, orange peel, or anything like that. Everything is chocolate covered, right? Because there's different hechatimtas of giving a taste to the chocolate. Mamela, they elite in all these different places, they make the strawberry inside of the chocolate, and they make the, right, all these different types of things inside of the chocolate. It's a hechatimtas to give a taste to the chocolate. You never find Vermin or Anjo making chocolate with pieces of cake inside. It's all the chocolate companies that are making it. It's a hechatimtas to give different flavors to the chocolate. Everybody's bored of just straight chocolate. So all the different hechatimtas are giving taste to the chocolate. Well, comment that that's true. So it's only used as a tablet to the chocolate. It's going to be the chocolate. Maybe when you get the schnitzel, if that's where your kavanah is, if your kavanah is last year and you like this, you want to eat this as your main course, and that's what you're having, is you're eating the... Some people, they tackle, they like to eat the... They would sit down to a meal with just the stuff on top. It's the breadcrumbs. So 100%, you're going to make a mezuzah. He might have to make two brachas. I don't know. Well, come on, the kavanah is just to give time, then it's going to be tough. What's that? If it's the dabi, correct. Twizzlers is 20%, and they say that it's fashion for dabi. Most people make a shaka on Twizzlers. But this applies also to...
What's the line
of
the
soul? What?
What's the line of the soul?
It's like the other thing that the Rambam says, anything which is L'tzvoya, anything which is L'dabek, anything which is, it's just L'dabek, the Iker. L'tzvoya, the Iker. Yutam, the Iker. Tavim, towards the Iker. No different than anything else, which is just the Tavim, to the Iker. That's the Tavim, to the Iker. The Mela, the same thing is going to apply, but you have a salad. salad, we can make pomfret and they come home to the salad. You have a salad, you put croutons in the salad. So we should say, and the croutons are there. The parrot says, no, we don't say that. You make a broth on the salad, you pass it a crouton. Because why are you putting the croutons in the salad? Because that's when you're hungry, and this is the way you're going to fill up by eating croutons. Some people do. Some people just sit down and have a bunch of croutons. When you're putting croutons in the salad, basically to give a bunch to the salad, some people put in potato chips, some people put in tortilla chips, some people put in croutons. All different things is just a way to give a crunch, to give some sort of flavor. Salad croutons they have, right? Well, specifically for instance, can that soup one? Tarubim. When you pick up the thing, it's tarubim. It's like a charm. That's very much all of Iker. Double passion is part of that number. Once you make a bracha on the Iker, there is a bracha on the double. Process only within the salad. And they will start eating just fruit on the street afterwards, and that's the one is for that. If somebody has a bowl of cereal and milk, and then he pours himself a cup of milk afterwards, and then you have to make a broth on the milk. Even if he didn't make a broth on So, sometimes when he gets all these things from just with tablet, then 100% it's gonna be tough to the acre food. I think if it's given to be done, then it's gonna have some bracha bring in the things. So the mushroom, back to let's say meatballs and things like that. You put in meatballs have either, depends when you're making them, either on face they have matzah meal or they have flour. So sometimes the flour is to stick it together. However, many people put in flour, so there's two possibilities why they put in flour just with davening. Some people put in a lot of flour, it could be even half or even more. The question is why is it putting in flour? If you're putting in flour to save money, there's two ways of saving money. So you can put in the flour because you want to make twice the amount of meatballs. So if you just have straight meat, you'd have 10 bowls. Now you put in flour, you have 20 bowls. It'll take you twice as long. Then still, the ikker is, like we were saying before, the ikker is better than meat. You're just trying to give a little filler, as the Lashon of Twizzler says, give a little body to the meatball. But better, that's not what the ikker is. However, if your kavana is, since you want to save money, so therefore you're putting in the flour so it'll fill you up and you won't eat as many people, because if you bowl full from each people, then zikr the kavana is that you should be sorry. The kavana is that you should be sorry. The kavana is for the flour itself. The broth is going to be for everything. So it's very subjective. It has to do with each person individually. Depends on why he's eating the chocolate and why he's eating it and why he's making the thing and why what his kavana is and how he makes the schnitzel. Why was put in the meatball? If your topic is, that's in general, if you come to yeshiva and you see that one day the schnitzel is 2 inches tall and inside is only a half inch, so then you know that probably they're trying to get you. They're probably trying to get you to fill up. Now, let's you come and you see that the schnitzel is 2 inches and it's 1 inch of covering and 1 inch of chicken. It's your mezubik. That's like any time you're mezubik. The mezubik is what you should do. So, according to Rabbi Yashin, you can take the two things apart and make two brachas. The best option to do is always if you have two mezubik and a shachos, then mezubik and a shachos. That's when you get to the first shayla. Now, when you get to this nekuda of whether or not it's the shtabach HaMenorah Yisrael and Kedera is considered the way that the Shtabach HaMenorah itself, the Kedera is considered Iker, like the Graz. The Iker Achila is, the Achila Gila is a Mind of Kedera. That's not Achila with the Shtabach HaMenorah itself, or like the Levush, that the Iker is Mizin Umazbiya when it's a Mind of Kedera. As a Chor is also telling you in Shalat Zakamah. For example, it doesn't have to be Namal Kruk, looking at Ramesh, Namal Kruk at all, Kenzan. And it's called Shalva and Red King. Shalva is honey smack, or honey troops, or whatever you call them, and Red King. So the way that they make these things is that they're puffed. They're not mavashman. Even though somebody mentioned on Friday, they are mavashman, they do soak the rice before they puff it. Shailah that will continue with Moshe. Anyhow, Pashas, the way that they make these things is that they with a heat medium, that they puff it. It's not cooked, it's not baked. Just heat, the pressure causes all the liquids to come out, and it pops. That happens to the rice, that happens to the... And then they press it together by the rice, make it into a cake. And it happens to the shalva also. Now, if you want to say that the ikar kavana of the ikar way to be made in Mazbiya is Mazbiya there, so safe, it's not a Mazbiya there. So in a chalami, can't anyone make it the same. But if it's totally in the regulus of how people eat it, so kokama in the 21st century, people sit down to rice and shalva as breakfast to lunch, then that's the regulus, and then in the chalami, make it the same. I did see Rabbi Shnurmach once in China that there's a chilik between Eretz Yisrael, it would just work out well with this, and say, a chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzpah. He says in Eretz Yisrael, people eat shalva as a snack. Kids come home from a birthday party, they have shalva, little packets of shalva. It's just a way of, it's like, sometimes it's pretzel, mamba, shalva. All way of having, people don't sit down to a meal of shalva. However, in America, honey snacks is breakfast. That's what people eat for breakfast. So kokama, that's the regulus of a person eating it, that's the derek, and the chalami, can then it's going to get the same. If it's not the regulus, the people are eating it as a snack, so that's, you can't tell me that that's made in Mazbiya. That's what people are eating it as to satisfy themselves. And the chalami, then they're going to make a great piyat up. Then mechare, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you eat it as a main course, then 100% you're going to have to make the same as according to this. However, Ra'alach HaMaisa, most Roy Paiskim, if not all Paiskim, say basically that you should make a Brit Piyadama. Ramaisa says you can make a Brit Piyadama or Mezainas. He's more nice to make a Brit Piyadama. Seems that whichever one you make, you raise it. Most Paiskim are nice to make a Brit Piyadama. Tahindra has a din of Kaisu Chita. The same way that Chita, you make a Brit Piyadama if you need it raw without cooking it, so too over here. It wasn't cooked, at the end of the day, it wasn't cooked. Who is puff? What's the difference that in the 21st century this is a way of doing it? This is a way of eating things. Lamaisa, it wasn't cooked, and the only answer to Shiva's Kokam that it's cooked. The meal is going to be a great piyadam. However, since it is a suffix, and Tayshis already has a suffix, when he gets it, he says to eat a Shechatudam, which is worthy to say that by whole week. The meal, if you're going to eat a shir, like Mechayim and Bracha Achrena, you're going to be in trouble. Because you don't know if you should make a brain of fashion, or you should make Allah Mechel, or you should make Allah Adama, which is the Tzad and Tayshis. The meal, Pashas, you should either eat something else, a shear, to make a yaitu a set, or eat pachas mech a shear, and you're not getting some of the achiv of bracha pena. No, the problem is, if you look at the Rishonim, the Rosh Hashanah brings down, the Torah brings it down, Halacha, this is such as how we go, is that if you have to make an Al Mishra, even though we say Shahakal is a Bracha Kilelet, and it'll potter everything with the Evan, Brain of Fashas is not that way. And by Bracha Achreina, there's no such thing as a Bracha Kilelet. And if you have to make a Bracha Achreina, you're not Yetzer with a Brain of Fashas. Race kick, that's really next week, but race kick pashas is also Brain Pri Adama. Most people say it's Brain Pri Adama, from Yashu goes that it's Brain Pri Adama. Or that's what your minig is. You can bring it in Zenith. Most places go that it's also with not in Bashal. The meal is going to have Zenith. It's going to have Zenith and Brave Yadam. And that's Pashas. That's Brave Yadam. Even if it's bring it in Zenith, it's still going to be Brave Yadam Pashas afterwards, no matter how much you eat. That's not a problem. It's really only the Shalva we get into problems with. So it's best to eat it when you're eating something else, they don't do them, or the like. The two other you say this is, when you get to this Tarubin, let's say you have a soup together with knedla. Chicken soup with knedla. Or chicken soup with lakshin. Is that going to become, do we say out of the cloud, is it going to be an acre? It might be a knedla inside the soup. Or do we say that the knedla doesn't turn the soup into knedla soup? What are you eating? Knedla soup. No, you're eating chicken soup that has a knedla in it. It's never going to be, it's two entities in itself. It's like an ice cream sandwich. Remember, you're going to have to make pashas, you're going to have to make two buckets. Whether it's on Canadian or whether it's on a lakshin, it's not the soup is not going to be tough to that, and that's not going to be tough to the soup because the mice, the chesed, the eretimsa. Unless you're eating the plainly tough to the soup because it's poisonous and raw in itself. Unless you're eating a whole bowl of lakshin, then your kavana is to fill up on the lakshin. That's some people just sit down to the soup with lakshin. That's what they're planning to fill up. Depends on how much hot water you put inside, but yeah. That's a meal. They're trying to give you a meal. It's just the easiest way for them to make spaghetti.
Could you make a bracha on the soup?
Sure. Well, canela, we have to make a bracha on the soup and on the canela pastas, also by lakshan. And also, you never eat it.
Five thousand people.
And also, let's say wheat germ also is similar like this. Wheat germ is also, if you're putting in the wheat germ, most people just don't eat wheat germ by nevat chita.
Yeah.
Just eat wheat germ straight. Many people just put wheat germ in their yogurt or something like that. So if you're eating it because of health reasons, it's healthy. You had sweet yogurt, you want to feel a little bit healthy. You put in your wheat germ. So then, it's going to be bottled to the yogurt. You don't make a shot. Shake it. If you want to fill yourself up, you have a yogurt. You want to fill yourself up, you want to have a mantra, then you make a baby in the center.
Okay.